You're listening to SBS News.
Ekim God, Satanam, Kartap.
A Sikh soldier fighting for his faith.
Nirvad, Akal Murat.
In head-to-toe army camouflage and a turban, Major Daljinder Singh Verdi reads from the Nidnem Gutka, the Sikh daily prayer book.
As a Sikh serving today in the British Army, I stick out. Where there's 100 soldiers there, and I'm the single guy with a turban on my head. For me, being a Sikh, it's my core identity, it's who I am.
After 2 years of campaigning, Major Singh Verdi has succeeded in ensuring the daily prayer books will be available to all Sikh members of the British Armed Forces.
The army has been providing Christian religious texts for many years, and I saw the opportunity there to open the door for the Sikh faith to provide Sikh texts.
The prayer books have been printed in 3 languages and in durable material to withstand the rigours of military life. There are camouflage books for the British Army and Navy Blue books for the Royal Navy and RAF.
For Sikhs, our scriptures are not just words, but they are the living embodiment of our Guru.
Now the texts have been printed, they're being transported in a purpose-built vehicle for Sikh scriptures. After arriving in a Sikh temple in West London, the prayer books are being blessed.
Everything represents something different. This is their main logo for...
Satvir Singh designed the new prayer books to include historical elements of the Sikh faith.
You'll see the punch dagger called the Katar. Then you have the Kirpan here, which is our curved blade sword. Throughout history, we've always had symbolism of weaponry. It's part of our history, fighting with good against evil. It's incredible, honestly.
The daily prayer books were first given out to Sikh personnel who joined the British Army more than a century ago, but they've never been issued again since. There's only one of these books remaining, so I went to the National Army Museum in London with Major Singh Verdi to see it.
I'll show you the Sikh prayer book.
Yes. Alan Jeffries from the National Army Museum takes us into the archive.
So this is a really special moment, getting to see this historical piece and artifact.
So this is the first time that you're actually seeing
it? Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So really, really excited to see this.
And it's just in this box here.
Alan carefully opens one of the boxes and takes out a small yellowed prayer book.
It's an incredible example, and to survive in, you know, such condition right from 1914, right at the beginning of the war. It's a very important object and tells so many different stories. It's very poignant.
The thing that will mean the most to me is when Sikhs take this out with them throughout their career, and it's a way for them to connect with their faith. That, for me, is the biggest reward that I could ever ask for.